Jorgensen was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen, Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
Take a shake, a break, I'm not fake. Cool the way you move, no more mistake, can't stand still. Got the move, feel the waistline, feel the groove, the beat, the bass, the lyrics are fine. Get on the floor, you've got no time. Party people, I'll give you a chance. Rip up your hands and feel in trance.
When she was a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Can you see now what I'm saying? The beat is loud and I'm playing. I'm playing with your life, playing with your soul. Here on stage and on the mic control, so let the rhythm take you on the floor. With the bass and the drum that you never heard before. Open your mind, cause I'm talking about dancing. Open your mind, this is not romancing.
She raised all sorts of issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. She was a household name through the 1950s and 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media star, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards.
Feel the waistline, feel the groove, the beat, the bass, the lyrics are
on WMFO, Medford.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor of Psychiatry Emeritus at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves with marijuana, I began to review the medical literature to clarify the nature of that harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity and is far safer than any other pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Compare that to aspirin, which is responsible for more than 1,000 deaths per year in this country alone. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances with more than 23,000 published studies. I believe it is high time that this country reconsiders its stance on cannabis.
Legalize it. Don't criticize it.
Someday, a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
I need that wedding. I need some beauty and some music and some place cards before I die. It's like heroin.
amor mío, ¿por qué me dice? Ay, 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 amor mío, ¿por qué me dice?
Perdóname.
Thank you. This evening on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, we are bringing you 2 hours of hard-hitting electronica and a wide variety of jazz music. Yes, our theme, electronica and jazz this evening. And we began that last set with a song that was both by Jan Hammer, going out to DJ on Hiatus, Savoir Faire, host of Songs from the Squid Pod. That was the Miami Vice theme. And then from Chick Corea and Bella Fleck, we heard Spectacle. And then it was my Plastic Sushi Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control with Professor Joanne Meyerowitz telling us all about Christine Jorgensen, the American 20th century male-to-female transsexual. And then we heard two public service messages. First, a Chuck U production with Dr. Lester Grinspoon explaining the lack of harm that he found when he undertook a scientific examination of cannabis. And then we also heard a vintage heroin public service announcement, though these days certainly fentanyl is a bigger threat than heroin, but you know, anything like that that can kill you so easily with slight misdose, it's a very dangerous thing. And then we heard some slop. Yes, Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton collaborating together on that song called Slop. It's nicer sounding than that, I think. And then we concluded with the Crystal Method, our featured artists, with the Fly Spanish remixed version of the Dubalicious Groove. And when I hear things like that, the woman's talking in Spanish. I don't understand what it is. I end up making up my own words. It's something like, can you beef steak? Yeah. But that's actually, of course, not what it means. And what we've got going right now, our ambiance, is by the jazz band. Yeah, we'll call them that. Weather Report. And this is Birdland. So, I came across a scary real-life story that I want to relate to you. The author of it, well, I'm going to go and read it to you in the first person. This didn't actually happen to me, but it comes out better that way. I stopped by a friend's house to watch a ball game. He, his wife, and I, we were just hanging out, relaxing. And then somebody knocked on the door. It was the middle of the afternoon. My friend opened it up. He was expecting some other people might come by to watch the ball game. And I heard him greeting somebody. It turns out the guy was his brother, who I had never met, but I had heard about him. He was a very sketchy-looking guy. He's scrawny. He's got long, greasy hair. His teeth were horrible. Meth teeth. My friend had previously told me that he had a brother who lived around in the area who had a serious drug problem. So we're there. I'm watching the TV, and my buddy is talking to his brother about nothing really at all. And the guy, he's pretty agitated, and he gets a call on his cell phone, and it was pretty abrupt. And whatever happened, okay, what's happening to my ambiance here? Yeah, let's go back to it. Whoever called him, it was a very abrupt conversation, and he just says to them, "Not yet. I'll call you later when I got it." And, you know, being right there, it seems pretty obvious that this guy's come by to rob. And most likely, if he's going to do that, he's going to take out the witnesses, us who's there. So I look at my buddy, and it seems like he's come to the same conclusion about his brother. Now, my friend's wife is a no-nonsense type of woman. She's sweet, but she's athletic, and she's on the tall side. And while this was going on, she had left the room, supposedly to go to the bathroom. But now she comes back into the room with a handgun. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what did I just get into? But she calmly says to the brother, Ron, you're strung out and you came here with bad intentions. You need to quietly leave. If you get any ideas, Chris, my son, is sitting outside in his truck to make sure you go. Ron doesn't say a word. He just turns and goes out the door. We can hear his old pickup driving away pretty rapidly. And then the son, Chris, comes in and says, he's gone. I don't think he's coming back. And my buddy and his wife, they asked me to leave so they can decide what they're going to do. They've already called the police, who are well acquainted with Ron. So that just really freaked me out. And the next morning, my buddy gives me a call. And he says the police found his brother in the trailer park where he lived. He had been murdered, killed by multiple gunshots. And the police are guessing he was in some pretty serious drug debt. And he had come by before to rob my buddy, his brother. And I told my friend I was sorry. But he said, don't be. A very scary story. And I think when, you know, you've got somebody, when you've got addiction and you've got debt and mental illness, crazy stuff, and yeah, scary things. Okay, that's my story for this episode. And it's time to get back to the music for one last set here. And depending upon how this goes, yeah, I might throw on a little bit more. But yes, we're going to have one last set of music for you. We're going to be hearing from Chet Atkins and Les Paul. And, you know, when I was a kid, in high school, I hung out with a hard rock and a heavy metal crowd. And among us, a Gibson Les Paul was really considered quite the desirable electric guitar. But I remember being curious about this and asking my friends, well, what was this Les Paul guitar that we all love? What's the name for? And they said, Les Paul? He was some jazz guy. And that was enough for me to end the discussion. Jazz? But, you know, later on, I learned a lot more about Les Paul. And he is one of my four topmost musical idols, along with Brian Eno, Wendy Carlos, and that crazy Mexican genius producer, composer, arranger Esquivel. And yeah, Les Paul, he's really cool. And we're going to hear him and Chet Atkins. Also, Dizzy Gillespie, a track called Mantica. And we're also, from the electronica, we're going to hear two from our featured artist, The Crystal Method, and also Peaches with My Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of Two Guys for Every Girl, which is one where I take out my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out the bad words. And the other words are ones when I'm training DJs. They're in there because they're not technically bad words. Some people might be offended by them, but they're legal on here. So let's get going with your final set of hard-hitting electronica and a wide variety of jazz. Here is Orbital. Halcyon. And on. We'll be right back.
said I do. There are so many things we don't.
Welcome to Football Jungle. So don't you fumble. uno che mozza.
I wanna see you boys get down with each other. I wanna see you do your little nasty.
once you boys get started, you'll be at it for hours. Come on, boys, I know you're not that coward. Just remember, an ass is an ass, so roll on over, have yourselves a blast. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to lap up a penis. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to fill up my back. Don't get me wrong, I'm not afraid to be a whip freak, but it's time for the brothers to take a pass. I'm waiting while you're licking, sucking, picking the sweat. Just when you realize there's nothing left to regret, move on over, number one's about to rock it.
That makes me feel so powerful when I'm...
I'll slip on when you boys are in a French knot. We'll play a game, it's like you're gonna get caught. That's the time you're gonna get so damn hot. You wanna see my pussy pop, 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 pop. I'll be hitting the bottom, you'll be blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top. Hitting the bottom, blowing your top.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community freeform radio. Our theme this evening was called Electronica and Jazz, featuring the Crystal Method. And in that last set, we began with Orbital and Halcyon and On from their Work 1989 to 2002 album. And then it was Billy May and his orchestra with All of Me, followed by The Orb, the LP version of Outlands. And then it was Bud Powell, 52nd Street theme, followed by my Plastic Sushi Freaks remix of Peaches, Two Guys for Every Girl, with the Sonic Hammer of the God to smash out those bad words. And then we heard Les Paul and Chet Atkins. It's been a long, long time, from their collaborative album, Chester and Lester. Our featured artists, the Crystal Method, finished our electronica this evening with Cherry Twist from their perfect 1997 album, Vegas. And right now, I'm saying goodbye with Charles Mingus and Lionel Hampton performing Farewell, Farewell. Thanks so much for tuning in. I should be back here again next week at 8 p.m. with another sound collage for you. I'm sorry to the caller who I tried calling in three times. It's always tricky trying to go and answer the phones here. It's like the most difficult thing to train new DJs. And I thought I was doing it correctly, but there was no signal coming out. So I don't know what to say except, gee, I'm sorry. Maybe send in a WMFO ops list thing out. Okay, well, it's the end of my show. Farewell, farewell. Stay tuned for some automation and enjoy your Father's Day weekend. Right, Philip? Yeah, sure. Okay.